Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tens of thousands are without power in North Carolina this morning thanks to Tropical Storm Ophelia. Ophelia came ashore early today and could dump as much as 7 inches of rain in eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Richard Bond is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and he says there's a risk of flash flooding.
If you get that much rain in an urban environment with a lot of concrete and asphalt, the rain can't soak in. It's going to run off. And given right now that the storm is moving kind of slow, that's the kind of setup that worries us the most. When you have a slow-moving tropical system like this, it could bring a lot of rain in a fairly short amount of time, and it finds an urban area.
States of emergency in effect in North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland. The House has left town for the weekend with no sign of an agreement to keep the government open past September 30th. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports that congressional Democrats are slamming hardline Republicans for holding up a spending deal.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is wasting time catering to the far right.
House Republicans are still trying to appease the most hard-right elements of their conference. It's almost as if a small handful are deciding what the whole body of 435 members should do.
The latest proposal put forth by the conservative House Freedom Caucus includes steeper budget cuts and additional border security measures, but no additional aid for Ukraine. Democrats in both chambers have repeatedly warned that any short-term spending bill without that supplemental funding is a non-starter. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez is facing calls to resign after he and his wife were indicted on federal corruption charges. Menendez has temporarily stepped aside as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but denies wrongdoing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommending a new vaccine to protect babies from RSV. The seasonal shot will be given to expectant mothers in their third trimester, as NPR's Ping Huang reports.
RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. This fall, CDC advisors recommend not one, but two new options for protecting newborns. One is a vaccine for expecting mothers, and the other is an antibody shot for infants once they're born. Dr. Pablo Sanchez is a neonatologist who works with high-risk babies.
I mean, if we only had the RSV vaccine to offer, it would be simple. The complexity is that we have options.
For most babies, the CDC recommends one or the other. Both are considered safe and similarly effective at preventing serious illness. The CDC recommends those who are pregnant consult with their doctors to make the choice. Ping Huang, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Striking Hollywood writers and top studio executives are expected to resume talks today. They're trying to bring an end to a work stoppage that has brought film and TV production to a halt. WGA members walked off the job in May, demanding better pay and residuals. Actors, represented by SAG-AFTRA, joined them in July. Many of NPR's newsroom staff are SAG-AFTRA members. However, they're covered under a different contract. President Biden set to head to Michigan next week. He's planning to be in Detroit on Tuesday to support striking members of the United Auto Workers Union. Former President Trump also planning to rally with auto workers next week. Trelevin Haysom, an 11th generation British stonemason, has died. Vicky Barker reports from London on his legacy.
Trelevin, known as Trev, supplied and worked stone for 11 British cathedrals, as well as Windsor Castle and Hampton Court Palace, over 6 decades. Haysom took care to lift any fossils he found in his quarries, alerting geologists to particularly interesting specimens. As a result, he had a fossil, a Cretaceous mammal, named after him, the Dorsetodon Haysomi. As a result, he had a fossil, a Cretaceous mammal, named after him, the Dorsetodon Haysomi. The Haysom family has been quarrying stone on the Isle of Purbeck since 1698. His son Mark will now be the 12th generation to run the family quarry. Trev Haysom was 81. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington. This is NPR News.